Live.
All right, all right, all right, all right, all right. Just getting yelled at in here this morning. Been here for, sitting here for 2-3 minutes, getting yelled at from each direction.
You're the one who was doing yelling.
Oh, really? Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Maybe I was yelling at myself. Maybe that's what it was. It's, is it, could you say it's Friday today? Could you say that? What do you think about Friday, Will? You like it? It's a good time? It's a bad time? Are you sad that the week is over?
Yeah, I am. Mm. I do enjoy, you know, producing the show.
Yeah.
But, you know, Monday to Friday, it's kind of like just pure work. And then the weekend, I can just kind of take some time off. It's a nice balance, I would say. It's nice.
So what are you doing on the weekend?
This week, I'm going rock climbing. Just indoor.
Is that the new place you've been talking about?
No, it's not open yet.
Oh, okay, okay.
But I'm going to go to Etobicoke.
What are you going to do? Get upside down and stuff?
Hopefully not.
Oh.
But I'll try to perform.
Easy. It's a performance. It's a performance art for Will. People come and watch from far and wide. They're like, that's really doing it.
Come gather.
He's upside down over there. Yeah. Mo is with us today, like sort of.
I don't have a camera on him.
He's sort of with us. He demanded to sit nearby without a microphone. You can kind of hear him laughing and chuckling there.
Does he have a mic? Let me check.
Oh, we can give him a mic with no camera. That could be cool.
Is it working?
That could be cool. A mic with no camera.
Say something?
Secret mode.
Say something?
Oh, my God.
No, oh, it's weird.
Oh, my God.
Odd, guys.
Oh, my God.
He doesn't even have headphones.
I'm a creepy voice.
Just... You're lurking, dude. No, I like it. You're like in the control room somewhere, except you're actually just right there. Will didn't put a camera on you, that's all. Yeah, Mo's really shy. There's not much we can do about it.
What's up to the community?
Oh, my God. Yeah, I know. Listen, guys, we try. We get what we get, you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Whatever Mo's willing to give us, that's what we get. And it changes from day to day, depending on his mood. And we all know how that swings all over the place.
Mm.
We do our best, you know, that's the main thing.
Yeah, we try.
As long as we do our best on a Friday, I want to wish everyone the best of Fridays today. I want to thank everybody who's joining us already. Everyone who clicks the notification. You'll give it a notification.
Yeah.
And you come to our live broadcasts and partake in the live show. But also, thank you to everybody else who supports us in other ways, interacting with our content. Today, we're going to talk a little bit about a lot. Or a lot about a little bit.
We
depending,
have a packed show.
Depending.
Again.
But yeah, that's the thing, Will. If every single time if you say it's a packed show,
then people think it's the norm.
It's not a packed show anymore.
Yeah.
Then a packed show has to keep getting more packed.
It's the boy who cried wolf.
You're damn right it is.
Yeah.
Tortoise in the hair. I just like shouting out these age-old stories.
Hansel and Gretel.
Yes. Keep going. Little Red Riding Hood.
Yeah.
So many lessons, Will.
Clifford, the big red dog.
So many lessons. Yeah. You know what? Mo is like the voice of God or whatever in the background. You know what I mean? It's just a voice. It's just like somebody's conscience or whatever.
We should always do like a double take.
Yeah. Just he just exactly. We're like, what? Where did he come? There he is. But it is true. If anything crazy happens in the community during the show, he can pipe in now.
Right.
He can pipe right in and interrupt everybody. Apple is reportedly planning to limit iPhone 15's USB-C port in the same way as Lightning, the iPhone 15 and 15 Pro USB-C port. Well, rumored, obviously the device doesn't exist yet. And accompanying charging cables will feature a Lightning-like authenticator chip, potentially limiting their functionality with Apple unapproved accessories. This is a rumor that came via Weibo, which is a social networking site in China, where they're probably already beginning to see the developments of the next generation of iPhone. I really wish it had USB-C already, but you know, some had said, oh, it's going to be portless. Who needs a port? And others were saying, they're going to hang on to lightning. And then others were saying, but wait, there's legislation saying they can't hang on to lightning. So it's going to be USB-C. And then all these other devices that already transition and already have USB-C. Very strange. But anyway, Apple doesn't want it. They don't, you know, that made for iPhone proprietary type of approach. They don't want to let that go. They got a firm grip on it.
Yeah.
They got a little something called MFI certified. They got a firm grip on it. Mm-hmm. I was playing hockey last night, and there's two referees on the ice, and things got out of hand. Like out of hand. Like, I'll show you the video clips after.
Jack was watching them.
Oh, okay. Like, things just got out of hand. And I'm looking at this one referee, and I'm like, man, if you have any chance of not of this thing being held together, you got to speak up right now. Like, there's a critical moment right here where you got to lay the law down. You understand? Like, there's it's an authoritative position. It has to be. People have to respect you or it is over.
Give them an inch, they take a mile.
Pretty much. And it, well, it's it's there's a fine dance to it, because there are moments where you can go one way with it, but then you gotta go the other way with it. It kind of reminds me of the catch-up rule in Mario Kart. You know what I mean? How it's like, what, how am I gaining on that guy that much? My cart didn't change. You know, without hitting all the little, you know about Mario Kart, Mo. Uh-huh. See what happens when Mo's sitting there? I shout, I go right in that direction.
It's oh. Very dangerous for keeping you on track.
Yeah. Just your presence right there, Mo, to explain things to you. You understand?
Just out of frame.
I have to explain things to you, Mo. Anyway, it's a fine balance to it. So if one thing goes in one direction, you make a call against one team, you got to then, you balance it out the next time there's an infraction that's even close. So both teams feel taken care of, like that things are being watched. In this case, that didn't happen. And
it was very one-sided.
The other group, the other team, was basically working on intimidating these two. They were smaller dudes as well. They're working the whole game, intimidating them, shouting about everything. Blow your whistle, make a, like, basically constantly campaigning, to the point where you could tell it was going to be difficult for these refs to not listen to them. But we weren't necessarily matching that same instruction. But of course, everything escalated. And I realized in that moment that, like, that particular position is very hard to manage if you don't have, like, a loud, assertive voice. You kind of have to, before it gets physical, you kind of have to, you can't just tell a guy to get off the ice. You can't just give a penalty. You have to, it has to sound authoritative and intimidating a little bit. It has to be clear enough.
Yeah. And you can't use a megaphone.
No, you just have to, like, dig deep and just really go for it. You got to rip it off like a Band-Aid and be like, I'm yelling at grown men today.
Mm-hmm. So these two were subdued?
Oh, my God, man.
They were timid?
The older guy, he fell down on the ice.
You were talking about ref?
No.
Yes. And while the melee was going on, and I'm like, he's going to get his throat stepped on. Way bigger dudes, and he's laying there with the neck exposed.
Oh, my God.
And I'm like, get up. Like, get out of here. Like, yeah. You're not going to even stop anybody.
Just save your life.
Just
right,
move.
Yeah.
And he's just, you know.
Oh, man.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man. So I feel like I'm missing a lot of details. Was there a fight?
Many.
There are many fights.
Yeah,
were
many.
Were you in a fight?
No. I was on the bench while all this was
Jack
going
in
on.
A fight?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, it was, listen, stuff happens in this game in particular. It tends to be a little bit aggressive, but it's just amazing to me how, like, there's such an opportunity to diffuse things, but it does really require a certain
personality type.
Well, just a certain approach to it, like a certain, and maybe you could say a personality type, but, like, you got to be able to smell when it's going sour.
Yeah. Well, it must be lesson learned for these referees.
God,
right?
No. God, no. Are you kidding? They're not just going to all of a sudden become imposing figures.
Well, this is what's going to happen.
Listen.
It keeps going like this.
Listen. Hey, listen. Hey. How and why did I get on that topic? Go ahead, Will.
Because...
draw the correlation here.
You wanted to win the hockey game?
No, no. The correlation to this article that we're talking about.
I have no idea. What are you doing?
Such an impossible task.
No, I was thinking about it for a second.
Will was like, I've been doing this for a long time. I feel like I could spin this. Maybe I can flip this MFI certified Tim Cook authority figure to referee jersey stripes.
MFI NHL.
Letters
abbreviated.
Just baseline letters.
Oh man.
USB.
Latest rumor seems to suggest that Apple has developed a similar custom IC for the USB-C ports on the iPhone 15 and 15 Pro, and presumably its charging cables as well as the iPhone 15 lineup. The new IC is apparently destined for new MFI-certified peripherals, so you're not going to blow up or melt down your phone, and Apple's going to protect you from all the dumb things you want to do with your port, just like they do in the App Store.
So what do you think? Is Type-C going to be on the next iPhone?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Put your bets, go to, give me a betting site. Why can't I even? Go to Bet365 right now or go to DraftKings and lay down your bets, USB-C on the next iPhone. Why is there no tech betting site? Should we launch it?
Oh, boy.
Imagine you can bet on future tech announcements and releases. This could you could make a few dollars on this.
Yeah,
people are that are in the know, but then all the leakers and stuff. The leakers would become so much more important. You'd be like, "Are you telling me the truth? I need to know." Okay, never mind. People, just hang on to your cash, please. Yeah. Now is not the time. Didn't you hear the warning from Bezos? Now is not the time.
Yeah, don't buy a TV now.
Now is not the time to be gambling. Didn't you talk to Bezos? He called me up.
Really?
Bezos.
Oh, okay.
He said, now is not the time. Mm. I said, is that you, Jeff? You sound like the referee from last night. You're whispering. Yeah. Stop exposing your throat to sharp blades.
Yeah.
So you guys don't even know how sharp a hockey skate is. Sometimes I just go check the edge and all of a sudden I...
cut yourself?
Blood everywhere. You've seen these guys, during the game, they take a skate to an unprotected area.
Laceration?
Are you kidding? There's a famous clip of a goalie that took one on the throat. Whoa. Famous clip. And it's just lucky to be alive.
He made it.
It's the most insane story of your life.
Yeah.
Because let me tell you what ended up happening. He survived. He survived the gash to the main vein over there.
The jugular.
Pressure. You need pressure, boys. You have a pressure on
How did it happen? Were there a bunch of people?
Skate came up. People didn't even see it. You know what the weird thing is about crisis? You don't even see it.
What do you mean? You would see it, no?
You don't even see it. It takes you a moment.
Oh, I see.
And when you're actually in conflict, and I'm looking at me talking like freaking PTSD over here.
From the nose.
But like, when you're in a bloody situation, and I only speak from the sports perspective for the most part, but when you're in that situation, it takes you a moment to assess. Like, you know what I'm saying right now? That's what we're dealing with.
Things are happening so fast on the ice.
This guy takes it on the throat. Okay, he almost passes away, but ends up becoming very troubled afterwards. Like, why me? Why did I get to survive? I should be dead.
Whoa.
Traumatic experience.
Damn, that's deep.
And eventually gets to the point where he wants to take his own life, doesn't believe he deserves it.
What? Is this true?
Puts the pistol in his mouth.
Okay. I think you're making this up.
Pulls the trigger. Bullet misses everything major. He survives again.
Well, is he goofing with me? Because that's an insane story. He puts the gun down. No, but okay, I need to know. Are you goofing? Are you goofing? That's crazy.
Will, look it up for me right now, but try to keep it from being graphic, okay? Because it's the craziest story. And people think that actually the amount of blood loss and like the closeness to death actually changed this guy. Almost like a
life-changing event.
Dodging death twice.
Whoa.
Click on it. I don't think it's going to be graphic. And you're not clicking on the video. It happened in 1989. I don't think it's going to be graphic. I think you can go. No, he hasn't been cut there yet. That's prior to it happening. Right?
His name is Clint...
Malarchuk. Yeah. Yeah, and he got everything back on track after the second time. It's the most insane story ever. Look what you made me do, Malarchuk said to his fourth wife. After sending a .22 caliber bullet through his chin, tongue, several teeth, roof of his mouth, and nasal cavity where it came to rest millimeters from his brain.
Why is he blaming his wife?
Well, he was depressed. He was troubled, man. He was troubled. It became almost like an out-of-body experience at that second, she said. I don't know. I was able to get on my phone. She saved his life. I should call the 911.
Wow.
I thought I was witnessing his death. But of course, that's not where it all started. It all started here with one of the craziest plays in NHL history.
Live.
Yes, live.
It's not like a practice or something.
No.
Wow.
Mo didn't even believe me. Mo thinks I'm out here just making things up.
Dude, you told that story so dramatically. I was like, there is... Sometimes you goof with me, you know, and I believe everything. So.
Dude, I always tell stories dramatically. What are you talking about? Yeah. It's my deal, dude.
All right. Let's get back on the rails here.
Will, what is all right supposed to mean? We got Mo here today. Do you understand? We got to speak in his direction without a camera.
All right, yeah, gotcha.
Okay.
Storyteller here. This bard.
You know it's a good story. You're telling a story well when people are like, no, come on.
Yeah, there's no way that's
true. Can't be right. You're saying you're like, oh good, I'm on the right track here.
Just wide-eyed.
I'm hitting it properly here. Apple co-founder Wozniak takes aim at dishonest Elon Musk for misleading Tesla buyers. They robbed my family of so much money. Ooh, Wozniak back in the news, this time going for Elon instead of Apple.
Oh, jeez.
Except Will didn't check to see if he has a subscription or not on Fortune.
Fortune.
Which I think we do, but you probably aren't signed in because you're always incognito and whatever else because of your online behaviors. Yeah. How did they rob him? I guess he's waiting on things probably with the price drops and stuff. Speaking to CNBC on Thursday, Wozniak said he was deliberately misled over how well Teslas could drive themselves, arguing his own car came woefully short of Musk's claims. It makes mistakes all the time. It's horrible. It's a frightening experience. Well, I wouldn't go that far, but it isn't perfect, that's for sure. Wozniak expressed frustration at the showmanship of the Tesla CEO, saying it contrasted sharply with his own approach to business based on upfront candor. And a refusal to embellish the truth. A lot of honesty disappears when you look at Elon Musk and Tesla, he continued. In particular, Wozniak complained about spending tens of thousands of dollars on the latest self-driving technology since 2016 when Tesla first offered full self-driving, or FSD, as an unvalidated commercial product in beta. They have robbed my family, myself, and my wife of so much money I couldn't tell you, with things they said that were really believed would be real, that we really believed would be real. Well, listen. I don't know. I mean, does he have a point? It's $15,000. I think it's amazing because, well, it is. And there's nothing really fully competing with it at the moment. So, I mean, sure, there's showmanship to it and there's events that that have been, I don't know, maybe not 100% accurate, right? There's been marketing involved. There's marketing in pretty much everything, though. And if you want to go in there and retroactively say you said this one thing or promised this one thing or whatever it might happen to be, I think pretty much every executive at one point or another has been a part of a marketing campaign, or I don't know if even the word is embellishment. Like, in the case of full self-driving, I have told you before, I don't like the terminology. Mm-hmm. I've never been a fan of it, right? Like, autopilot, full self-driving beta, autonomous, or which level of autonomousness. It's unnecessarily confusing, and it absolutely could give people the wrong interpretation of what it's capable of. Mm-hmm. And it's unfortunate that framing it in that way has led to people having expectations that aren't close to reality. However, in my case, I guess I was more skeptical from the jump, where I didn't, just because Elon was saying it, I didn't assume that was going to be the case. I went into it with a healthy dose of skepticism, and I used it last night, right? Now that everything's melted and the visibility's better, I'm coming home late from this game, and obviously a type of experience, a little bit of an exhausting experience, and I just hit the full self-driving on the highway, and beautiful. Mm-hmm. So it isn't finished. It isn't anywhere close to finished, but it is a useful tool even in its current state. It's worth $15,000. That's up to each individual customer. And I guess if Wozniak wants to talk to Elon directly, maybe he can get his $15,000 back. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Speaking of Tesla, we have some new images of the front end of the Cybertruck. And a lot of things are happening here sort of subtly, which I suppose we should have expected and were probably inevitable. As you begin building this thing and you start thinking about, what do you start thinking about? Well, you start thinking about practical things like mirrors and wipers. And you also start thinking about range, because people got to have the range, especially on anything you're calling a truck. Mm-hmm. And so now we're into drag coefficient land, and we're doing curves. And
regulation as well.
And regulation, dimensions, like how wide and garages that things need to fit in. It all becomes the nitty gritty, as some might say. Mm. So here we have a new impression of it, and it does keep, the more real it becomes, obviously, the less science fiction, right? But we've already covered that extensively. We watched the video and we're like, it looks more and more like an F-150 with a body kit, right? Uh-huh. It's fine. It's okay. I've gotten over it, Will. It's okay, Will.
Okay.
I'm moving on here.
All right.
It's a real thing that has to exist in the world, so I will dial things back, and I will change my expectation around.
Okay.
As we get closer to the thing actually shipping, a new Tesla Cybertruck beta prototype has been spotted. And this time we get a good look at the front end, which appears to have been updated, and it still has that monstrous windshield wiper. You see that unit? Woo! What a unit. I mean, it's the only way to describe it. Yeah. If you don't want that thing swiping at you, uh-huh. It is, oh, I don't know that I've ever seen a bigger one on a passenger vehicle. As reported last week, expect to start seeing a lot more Cybertruck sightings testing a new fleet of beta prototypes. Now, this new sighting shows off the front here. The door handles are not there, which were there in the render on the website. With the wheel tire package, we've already talked about extensively. The front end somehow seems more curvy. Although I hope it's packing a decent frunk. I mean, that might be one hell of a frunk. Uh-huh. This render, obviously we're lacking the side mirrors and the monstrous wiper and everything else. And we just have a different angle on it as well.
Sure. Like,
that's the other thing worth mentioning. But it's just getting closer to production, so it's going to continue down this path of looking a lot more like other regular vehicles in the meantime. At least, I mean, you still maintain that crazy shape in the back end, like mm-hmm. that tail coming out like that. I actually don't think this angle is maybe a little more flattering than some of the other ones that we've seen.
Yeah.
Like the profile or the rear end or whatever else.
I wonder what this is. Is this a reflection?
Yeah, so that's going to be a light. That beam around there is going to be a light.
Oh, I mean this thing. What is this?
Oh, are you worried about like handprints and stuff, putting the frunk down?
Oh, is this like a scratch or something?
It might be handprints. Listen, somebody came on one of our previous videos. He's like, man, I work with stainless steel all the time. So things are going to be disgusting. There's going to be oils all over it from hands. And yeah, I don't know if a regular touchless car wash is going to do the trick on the stainless.
Yeah.
We'll have to see. Like a lot of times you don't even notice the imperfections in paint because the way it's reflecting light. Mm. Like they're there, but you just can't really see it. And on stainless with that kind of, we've all seen stainless with fingerprints on it. Just that's just the way it goes. Mm-hmm. Maybe people will be okay with it. People be like, it's just part of the gig. I don't know what Willie Doo's searching right now, but he's got a bunch of pots and pans on the screen here.
Just looking at stainless steel fingerprints. But anyways.
You should have wrote stainless steel fingerprints instead of trying to buy some new pots and pans because we got a show going on here. Yeah. I mean, I know you're looking for an upgrade, but you're fired. Elon Musk reportedly sacked one of the last top Twitter engineers for accurately explaining why his engagement is plummeting. He's like, hey, man, we got these problems on the back end, got problems on the back end, front end, leading to the middle end on the back end. He's like, get out of here. You're sacked.
That's pretty much what he said, allegedly.
How do you feel about that terminology, getting sacked?
It's kind of embarrassing. It sounds...
Mo, you're sacked.
Oh, my God. It sounds painful.
Yeah.
You're sacked.
Throws a big sack at you?
You're not... Listen, here's the good news. You're not fired. Bad news, you're sacked. Good news, you're... You're not fired. Oh, baby. Yeah. Some people say getting fired is worse than getting sacked.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it does sound more severe. Sacked at least has a comedic element to it. Like, I got sacked. Like, if somebody asks you,
sure, yeah,
why aren't you working there anymore? You're like, I got sacked.
It's fired is way more serious.
Casual. If you go, I got fired, man. It's like, oh, Jesus.
With the tone.
Do we need some help?
Do we have to talk about this now? Are we having like a whole, what do I have to do? Put a pot of tea on now because you got fired?
Couldn't you have gotten sacked?
Yeah, the guy who gets sacked and accepts his sacking.
Oh, man, that poor employee.
You got
laughing about
it. Billionaire and Twitter owner Elon Musk reportedly fired one of the company's top remaining principal engineers after the engineer explained that his engagement on the platform had dropped not because of a glitch but due to diminished interest from the public. Oh, is this real? What is this website here? This is too funny.
No, a lot of news sites are reporting this, but it's alleged.
Yeah, of course.
They haven't revealed the engineer.
Okay, the journalist wrote that Musk gathered his top remaining personnel in a room and demanded to know why his engagement had plummeted. This is ridiculous, he said, according to multiple sources with direct knowledge of the meeting. I have more than 100 million followers, and I'm only getting tens of thousands of impressions. The engineer, who Musk retaliated against, explained to the billionaire that the dive in engagement was organic and tracked with general disinterest related to him at the moment. Oh, which, yeah, well, that's pretty easy to do, right? You can go on Google Trends and see what the interest level is. I don't know, man. Everything is, a lot of things seem soft right now. Like nothing is really booming in terms of news. Mm. So I might be able to see that. But anyway, allegedly, you're fired. You're fired, Musk immediately told the engineer, who effectively shooting the messenger. Where are you interviewing and where do you have offers? Listen, a lot of people have the same question as him, though. Mm-hmm. Which is, okay, things have become increasingly algorithmic. How do I reach my actual followers? And it doesn't matter which social media platform you're on. Individuals are engaging with something that's a lot more algorithm-driven and less driven by their own agency. I mean, they still have agency, but it's just sort of changed. As opposed to signing up for things and the subscription model, it's everything has shifted away from that. Mm-hmm. The follower model. And I even explained this yesterday in relationship to my own Twitter experience where, like, I never click on the people I'm actually following button. And then by default, I'm into the algorithm. And by default, I'm seeing random stuff that I'm not connected to or haven't necessarily chosen to see. And that would affect everybody, including Mr. 100 million Elon in terms of followers. So, listen, I'm not the only one. Leica is set to blur the lines between professional cameras and smartphones. Mo might like this one. There was this kind of concept device going around that had all the elements of a smartphone and quick sharing and social media functionality, but it also had an interchangeable lens system capable of receiving Leica lenses. Well, everyone looked at it and they're like, whoa, y'all are crazy. That was the social media response. But then they come back and say, yeah, we might actually do something for real. Now, they partnered up on the previous generation. I guess it was called like the 12S. And that was a lot more like, I think if you scroll down, you can see an image of it right there. Yeah, that was it. And it was that was also a concept phone. Oh, no, the 12S Ultra Concept was the one that could use the interchangeable Leica M series lenses, but it never came to fruition in terms of a real phone, did it?
It looks official,
but it was just a concept phone. I know it looks like a real thing, but I don't think they sold it.
No way.
I don't know. Maybe they did. If they did, we should have gotten one, and that's our fault. But I don't think that they.
Isn't this it? The 12S Ultra Review.
But you can't put an actual lens on that one, can you? No. It's got a big sensor and a light. It does have a Leica partnership, but I don't believe this was the one with the interchangeable lenses.
It doesn't look like a mounting system is in place here.
What are you going to do? Stick it on with 3M strips?
Yeah, super glue.
Anyway, they've worked together. That's the idea. And apparently this new report states that they could enhance that relationship. Multiple Indian news outlets have reported that the anticipated Xiaomi 13 Pro featuring Leica lenses will be launching this month in India as early as February 26th. Not much is known yet about the upcoming flagship, but the 12S Ultra was equipped with the 1-inch sensor, much larger than those found in smartphones. That's the type of sensor you see in the most high-end point-and-shoot cameras. Mm-hmm. Combined with the new engineering developments will likely be key to achieving superior image quality in the 13 Pro. So, maybe we're not seeing the full M system. Actually, go to the final paragraph. Oh, yeah, never mind. I don't think we're seeing an M system smartphone at the moment, but hopefully if these two brands continue to work together, things might get crazy. Who knows? I just remembered a quick update. Yesterday, we covered that Caspian Sea Monster plane ship looking thing, if you recall.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, that thing doesn't. It kind of flies, but not really.
It hovers.
It's more of a hover, to be clear. Because the way we were talking about it, we're like, well, it can take off from water.
No, go to space.
It's just a wild plane looking water bound vehicle that sort of is just above the surface. We have Mo's attention. Like, how crazy is this thing? That looks like sci-fi, right? It doesn't even look like a real thing that exists.
That's insane.
Yeah. So anyway, that was just a quick update on that. You got to clear it up when you misspeak on something. Because we were like, how does it get enough speed and whatever? And I'm like, well, it's up in the air. And just you and I just flapping goofing. We were flapping our wings.
I was trying to fly.
We were flapping our wings. And it doesn't make it any less cool.
So why does it just hover? Why can't it fly?
Well, it's meant for like coastal situations, transport.
Oh, okay.
What's that?
It looks huge.
Too big to fly.
Well, that's what I would think.
Yeah, I mean, it's to move really quickly across. That's why they say Caspian Sea is
Whoa, are those missile launchers?
Yes. It patrols, dude. You kidding? It's knocking things out of the sky. Cool.
But why does it look beached? Like it's stuck there or something?
Well, they just recovered it. This thing hasn't been used since the Cold War era, whatever it was.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, it's big.
So.
So cool.
Decommissioned, you know? But maybe making a comeback. Cool. They kind of want to make a comeback for passenger vehicles when you're in coastal. You want to go from coastal city to coastal city. You're just cruising just above the water.
And it would look like that?
Smaller.
Okay. Still with the missile.
You going for a ride?
Yeah, I'd do that.
Mo's going for a ride. That's what our friends always say at the straight pipes, right? They go, we're going for a ride.
Yeah.
Am I right?
Jacob and Yuri.
Yeah, they go, we're going for a ride. And I say, let's do it, boys. Why are you like that one, Bo?
Like, I like how you're in their videos all of a sudden. I'm in there. Let's do it, boy.
I'm in there. I just poked my head out. Let's do it, boy.
Just cut to Lou. Oh, boy.
You can now buy a Coca-Cola phone for the price of 525 Coke cans. Special edition Realme phone even brings a Coke opening shutter sound and more tweaks. Oh, baby! There's few things that are as nostalgic for a person of our age group. Few things as nostalgic as the Coca-Cola brand and Coca-Cola itself. Look at the actual bubbly Coca-Cola, caramel colored in the back. It's even got Mo's attention. He's salivating thinking about it. And he's like, you know what, man? There is a distinctive flavor there, isn't it?
That logo, too.
It's doing things to your body.
Yeah, it's bringing me back. Even though I had a Coke like last week.
No. Well, you'll never get back. Yeah. That's the key. You're always trying to get back, you addict.
Whoa.
This is aggressive. Jeez.
Do you have a preference between Coke and Pepsi?
Yes, of Coke. Course, yeah. What are you, crazy? It's not even close. I don't even understand. I really don't understand people that are like, oh, you know... Like, if you put two cups, you could blindfold me 12 times. I wouldn't be able to tell the difference.
All right, done. That's happening.
Yeah. You're blindfolding me? Yeah. You're sitting back in this chair for 4 seconds, and you're blindfolding me, and we're tasting again.
Because I'm a Pepsi guy.
Just like the nuggets and the... Yeah. And remember Moe's Milk episode? Like, you've been sitting there for 5 minutes, and the taste testing has taken off again.
I just keep wanting to hijack this show into a food review.
Yes, exactly. Realme has launched a Realme 10 Pro 5G Coca-Cola edition. Coke-themed phone comes with special design, UI tweaks, and custom sounds. The phone will retail for RS 20,999 when it goes on sale next week, which they say is the price of 525 Cokes. What does that mean? Is that like around $525 in USD? We shall find out because Willie Doo is on the case. This is such an unexpected collab. Okay, so it's $340 Canadian. That's got to be like 300 USD conversion, 254. An unexpected collaboration launching this together, but I don't mind it. Like, it's the smartphone thing, we're all really well aware at this point. Like, it is a little bit slow at the moment in terms of novel experiences and reasons to get out of bed. It's like, you know, they've been good for a while, and now we're in the era where it's just, you're just, you know, you're attempting to stir things up for people in unusual ways, including special editions and collaborations. It's like almost like fashion to a certain extent.
Yeah, it's fun. I think this is fun.
The theme extends to the user interface too, offering red hues throughout the UI and a custom charging effect. Realme adds that the phone also offers a Coca-Cola ringtone, themed notification sounds, cola filters for the camera, and a special shutter sound mimicking the sound of a Coke being opened. The sound of a Coke being opened is such a sound.
Do you think they're going with the can or the bottle?
I think it's got to be the bottle.
Yeah, the bottle. Yeah. Because the can has a more crisp, like...
Ping! Ding-ding-ding-ding-ding-ding-ding. Ping! Ding-ding-ding. Once it hits.
Oh, right, yeah.
Ping! Ding-ding-ding-ding.
That would be kind of nice. Like a text message.
It's what you want. The Realme 10 Pro 5G that launched several months ago. The specs on it, Snapdragon 695, 120Hz LCD. 5,000 milliamp hour battery and 33-watt wire charging with a dual rear camera system. So basically, I mean, most likely your specs are going to be the same, but you're going to have the Coca-Cola Special Edition. Goes on sale February 14th. What is February 14th, Mo?
Oh, Valentine's Day.
Mm.
Right. Mm. And the that's love, also in 4 days.
The love of Coca-Cola. It's red. Genuinely considering canceling my subscription. Netflix's password sharing clampdown sparks angry response from some users.
So it's happening in Canada right now.
Yeah. Canada?
A lot of people, they are not angry.
Not Canada. Yeah. Netflix has said it plans to clamp down on password sharing, and some users aren't happy. I mean, all users aren't happy. If you're a password sharer, you're not happy. You're just like, I've been doing this.
Uh-huh.
Leave me alone. Why now? Why now?
I gotta pay $7.99.
Yeah, don't hit me now. I got interest rates and stuff. Don't give me this now. A streaming platform recently announced new password sharing rules for 4 countries. Journalists and politicians are among those who have been venting on social media. A politician is mad? That seems weird, but okay.
To get votes, right? Like, to be like, I'm with you.
Man of the people.
Man of the people.
Or woman of the people. Netflix is plowing ahead with its password sharing clampdown. On Wednesday, the company announced it was expanding its Latin American trial to another 4 countries. They're like, all right, we did it there. Now let's go to the next group. Canada, New Zealand, Portugal, and Spain. Now, the new plan will charge account holders $6.50 for each additional user. Will this affect either of you?
Mm-hmm.
No or yes?
It will.
It will. Okay.
Yeah.
Both. Okay. I'm genuinely considering canceling my subscription. This comes from journalist Aaron Biba, and that has 50,000 likes. And who's the politician? Are they in there? What am I paying for at this point? Netflix? Old content that I can get elsewhere? Original shows I can't rely on to progress beyond one season? And making access to the service as complicated and as inconvenient as possible? What's your value?
Oh, man.
Wow, dude.
I don't want to mess with Biba.
What's your value? And then Shannon Fresher. Fresh Hour, a politician in Ohio. This is welcome to the Fresh Hour.
I don't mind this last name. It's pretty good.
Fresh Hour, a politician in Ohio wrote in a tweet directed at the streaming giant, "You're by far the most expensive streaming service without the value matching it. Sort your mess." Can I just read angry comments in the voice of the angry commenter? Because that's kind of fun. Sort your mess. You're by far the most expensive streaming service without the value matching it. Typing it? Angrily typing?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I mean, no one wants to do this. A lot of people are password sharing. There's 3 of us here and 2 people are password sharing.
Mm-hmm.
So it goes to show you the percentage here.
Uh-huh.
And people basically created their own kind of family accounts, more or less. And now you're getting clamped on.
Yeah, I think the next earnings call, Netflix might be in trouble.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of people leaving.
That kind of makes sense. So they try to buffer it out by getting...
Mm-hmm.
Did you just say earnings call?
I got most attention.
They're the only profitable streaming website.
Put your pants back on.
Is that correct? No, Luke. I enjoy this.
No.
This is how I like it.
It's actually kind of cool that you can't see him because I can create scenarios that don't exist.
And just make me panic.
No, I can just paint.
Yeah.
I can paint.
Yeah, like, hey, man, don't point at me.
I can use the paint brushes.
Yeah. I mean.
Bill Gates defends using private jets despite climate activism. Private jets have been taking heat lately. Like, they're going for it. They're going for the jugular on that because they're saying, you're telling me how to live? You're telling me that I'm using too much of this and that, and you're flying around on that one? Because let me carbon you up. Let me give you a little carbon calculator, sir. Mm. And then Billy comes back. I'm sure they all do. And he goes, hey, I'm only, I do this carbon, but I offset that carbon. I go carbon here, and then I don't go carbon there.
Mm-hmm.
And then they say, besides, the only reason I'm using it because I got to come talk to you in this country and make sure you're good.
Mm.
That's why I'm here.
Yeah, he's flying around a lot.
I'm just over here helping people, and you want to talk about my private jet?
Uh-huh.
Microsoft co-founder Bill Gates recently sought to justify his use of private jets despite his claims on climate activism. For those that don't realize, like, the jet thing is the big one because it's, like, so high up there. The amount of potential damage it can do is, like, tons of cars. I don't have the statistic in front of me, but it's just much more damaging. Gates shared his reasoning during a BBC interview in Kenya on Friday. Should I stay home and not come?
It's the rude person again.
Well,
your rude voice.
Well, I mean, look at it. It's got quotes in front of it. It's got quotes in front of it.
Okay.
Should I stay home and not come to Kenya and learn about farming and malaria? Malaria? That reminds me of Baldwin and Hilaria. That's what his wife's name is. Like, don't say Hilaria or Hillary.
Oh.
Hilaria. Should I stay home and not come to Kenya and learn about farming and malaria? I'm comfortable with the idea that I not only am part of the problem, but paying for the offsets. But also through the billions that my Breakthrough Energy Group is spending, I'm part of the solution. Classic billionaire.
Yeah.
Classic billionaire. I'm helping. Are you not grateful?
He's English.
I just wanted to picture an old school billionaire. I wanted, for some reason, my mind wanted to go back to, I don't
like
know, 19 something or other. Are you not happy to have me here? Should I stay home and not come to Kenya?
Yeah.
He's wearing a wig with the curls.
Somebody's comment, why is Bill Gates British? It's so funny, though. He's there. He's there, and he's made an effort to go to Kenya because he's the big hope. Like, he's the savior coming to Kenya, which must be quite a, like, an ego rush, too. Like, Bill Gates is here. He's, And then he comes there in his private jet, pulls up, and he's like,
like, boo.
And they're like, hey, what's with the private jet, dude? And he's like, Breakthrough Energy Group. It's a breakthrough.
Boo. Go back.
I have billions of dollars here. Philanthropy, I swear. Boo. Too many jets.
The moment he lands.
He has two. He currently has four private jets, two Gulfstream G650ERs and two Bombardier Challenger 350s, combined value of just under $200 million. So he's zipping around in those babies telling you how to fix things up.
But what do people want? Like, they want them to, like, ride a bicycle or something?
Bill?
Yeah.
No, they're like just
like a sailboat.
No,
something?
No, they're just like, just come on the Zoom and talk to us.
Oh. Or fly coach.
Yeah, or fly coach.
Fly coach.
And he's like, well, I can't be.
I'm sure security reasons he can't.
Do you not want me to come to Kenya? I don't know, man. It's just, it's like everything else. There's two sides to it, right? There's two sides.
Yeah, lesser of two evils.
There's collateral here. And the offsetting of the carbon is the funniest one. And I talk about this with Apple all the time. How they're like, buy a new thing you don't need.
Every year.
And save the planet. But do it every freaking year and do it for a higher MSRP than you ever did before.
Yeah.
And don't worry, we slimmed down the packages. But then you're like, wait, what about all the glass and lithium and everything else? And my old phone's really...
Like, no, don't think about that.
...really fine and everything else. And you're about the environment, aren't you? Yeah. But it's just, it's funny how they can... Well, we got the offset. We're offsetting. So leave us alone because we're offsetting. It's like, all right, I don't know. I don't know who the calculators are of such offsettings. And can everything truly be offset? Like, I don't know, environmentally speaking. Is it really a one-to-one thing? Like, private jet and then what? And then attack plastic? Or what is the direct offset of the private jet?
Mm.
Funding, like, I don't know. It's not a one-to-one. Like, you might go do some work on malaria and then justify the private jet. But once you get into this kind of math, it gets squirrely. One private
and
jet
does it benefit?
Yeah, like one private jet equals one private jet trip is 1 million in malaria saving drugs.
Yeah.
Like, what is the
how do you quantify
calculation
it?
Here? Mm-hmm. Somebody must have tried at some point, but the billionaires, they love the offset. They're big on the offset, from what I can tell. Oh, by the way, happy birthday, Daniel. PS5 owners uncover simple hack to improve DualSense feedback. Did I need more DualSense feedback? Apparently I did. 2 years into the PlayStation 5's life cycle, which is still shocking to me all the time because I'm like, man, just showing up on shelves on a regular basis at the moment. So both the mic muted and unmuted in Doom Eternal and Dead Space, and there's a noticeable difference. Oh, if you mute the mic, you get more feedback, Will? That's the idea here?
Yeah.
What? The mic button is a small, clear bar. Is this a life hack? Is this a TikTok life hack?
Maybe. I haven't been able to try it out yet.
Okay.
But it was like a Reddit post. I kind of dived into it. And some people claim that it's working.
Are me and Kirk making a YouTube short?
Why not?
Okay.
Try it out.
All right. Well, you heard it here, Kirk. Better listen up. I tested both mic muted and unmuted in Doom Eternal and Dead Space, and there's a noticeable difference. To help you out, the mic button is a small clear bar underneath the PlayStation logo home button. Simply press that, and it'll turn orange to indicate that the mic is now on mute. Players were amazed with the difference. Holy crap, that makes so much sense. Oh my god, you're right. I'm trying it out with Returnal, and sure enough, there is noticeable difference. OMG. Give it a whirl.
And some people claim that the reason why PlayStation like lowered the feedback is because when the feedback's high, it might go through the mic if it's unmuted. It might be loud. So they toned it down when it's unmuted. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, when it's turned on.
Yeah.
Mute the mic, you can push harder.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they should probably let us know that in some way with us without us having to have TikTok life hacks. But maybe they do. Maybe it's in deep in the manual and no one ever reads it.
Maybe.
But
we should try it out.
Oh, we're going to try it out, Will.
Okay.
We'll get to the bottom of it. Adidas shares tank after company issues warning over unsold Yeezy stock. Well, that got Mo's attention. You know why? Because the word shares is in there.
Yeah. He's a Adidas whale.
And all of a sudden he started sniffing around. He's sniffing around the shares on a normal basis. And that gets him going. Adidas could lose around 1.2 billion euros in revenue in 2023 if it is unable to sell its existing Yeezy stock. Shares are down 11% at 9 a.m. today. The numbers speak for themselves. We are currently not performing the way we should. That's from the CEO of Adidas. Is this what Kanye wanted? He wanted them to be burdened with this stock that they couldn't sell that has to now go on the books as a loss?
So they can't sell it?
I guess not.
Legal reasons?
I guess not. But also, if they make a big statement and distance themselves, it wouldn't even really make sense for them to sell it, right? They're like, hey, you guys said that you're no longer affiliated with him at all, but I don't know what people want you to do with the merchandise. Burn it?
No, don't burn it. Dude, why can't they just give it out for free?
I didn't tell them to burn it, by the way. He got very, that hurt him a little bit.
He wants a pair.
He went, no, no.
Give me one.
No, you don't burn it.
The precious material.
No.
Well, or like, you know, put it in a closet or something. Like, bury it. Whatever. Why can't they just give it away for free?
Well,
you're talking about like
their business.
It'll be a loss.
Homeless?
For sure.
Or I don't know what you mean. I don't know what you want them
give
to do.
Give it to kids. Yeah.
But they're saying we don't stand for anything that this guy's about. They're saying we are not affiliated or associated. Yeah. If Adidas is on the street corner being like, hey, kids, want some Yeezy?
I like this character better.
Mr. Adidas
the
in the street
on the corner.
Corner
of the street.
You know how he sounds.
Hey, wearing kid. His Adidas jumpsuit.
Hey, kid, need some Yeezy? Yeah. You know that guy. They can't do it, right? It's all about distancing from the brand immediately, effectively. And so I really don't know what you do with it.
It is such a shame, though. Because they're working shoes. Like, brand new, great material.
I'm sure they can recycle a lot of the material, don't you think?
No. Yeah, I guess so.
They can't? They're like foam.
No.
Just not. Well, then that's what a loss is, I guess.
Are you talking about burning it? You're on team burn it.
I mean, it doesn't have to be that aggressive. Like,
no?
Set it on fire.
Did you hear what Kanye said?
Get rid of
it. Did you hear what he said?
What did he say?
No, like, I mean, that led to the...
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Are you team burn it?
Sure. I honestly never
just
liked
force
them.
Them to say it.
How are you going to offset the carbon?
Nice. Throwback.
He's going to call up Bill Gates.
Yeah. Flying a private jet.
Yeah.
I have an idea. Burn it inside of a private jet. Maximum carbon in the sky.
It's just a black trail. Solid they're, black.
They're like, Adidas is like, don't worry. Don't worry. We're going to offset. You're like, hey, man, there's an explosion in the sky. You're burning foam runners in a private jet.
We can't do that.
What are you talking about, offset? Nobody wants that. We'll offset. We're offsetting.
Yeah.
We got huge offset plans. You're look, burning down the rainforest. We're going to offset.
Look, the Yeezys are gone.
We're offsetting.
Physically, they're gone.
You can't grow that species of tree anymore. We're going to offset.
Yeah.
This is inconvenient at the moment. We're going to offset.
Yeah. Just buy our new pair.
We got big offset plans. You're dumping a barrel of Yeezys in the ocean.
A whale is gobbling them up.
All those fish are trapped inside foam runners.
Oh, no.
Look at their little heads. Like a net. Have you ever seen a foam runner?
Turtle's head is trapped in a size 3 Yeezy.
We're going to offset. Yeah. We're going to choose to offset. The company also forecast one-off costs of up to 200 million euros, leaving Adidas' worst-case scenario for the year as a $700 million loss. Bo, you heard that correctly. A $700 million loss. The numbers speak for themselves. We're not performing the way we should. Their revenue increased 1% in 2022 based on unaudited numbers. Operating profit dropped from almost 2 billion euros in 2021. To 669 million euros. 2 billion euros, 669 million euros.
Damn.
Wow, increase of 1% revenue in 2020.
2022.
Yeah, 22.
Yeah. What's your point?
That's so little.
Of an
we're
increase?
Billions, though.
Yeah. I mean, it's obviously not what they wanted, but the more important part is the operating profit because they had to write down the loss.
Mm.
Their operating profit went from 2 billion to 669 million.
Mm.
That's like a massive decline in profit. They got to reconfigure, and I mean, they won't have a loss like that again in the future where they completely cut ties, but it goes to show you, man. Now, granted, they're probably sitting there, and you may have to do this math as well in your own head. It's like, was it a good thing? I mean, we made all those profits, but now we got to deal with the loss. We got to kind of rebrand ourselves. We got to distance ourselves. Like, was it worth it in the long run? Because obviously, it's volatile when you're staking that much on any one individual within a brand. Obviously, there's other examples like the Jordan brand. Where it's still extremely successful, and I think it's actually doing better than ever. Jordan brand.
A lot of my friends have been collecting lately.
So that's on the other side of the spectrum. Now, Jordan could he's just a person, right? Michael Jordan could do some wild stuff or say some wild stuff, and that's the risk factor when you're that staked on one person's name. But in his case, it didn't happen, and so...
I mean, Nike's... happy right now, I guess, right?
With Jordan. And Jordan's happy with Nike.
With Adidas as well.
Oh, like their competition isn't doing well.
Oh, that's where you were going with that.
Yeah. I went there.
Nike versus Adidas, the age old.
Adidas.
Starbucks charges couple over $4,000 for coffee, forcing them to cancel their trip. Probably froze their credit card when the charge went in that way, I'm guessing. Jeez.
They can't afford it.
4,456. Starbucks coffee may be expensive, but this right here, now this is ridiculous. One Oklahoma couple got the Java Jolt of their lives when they ordered two cups of Joe at one of the chains. Do you guys ever call coffee Joe?
Joe.
I need a cup of Joe.
Mo's on the way. He's like, anybody want some Joe?
Ew.
Will, you need a Joe? Need some Joe?
No, thanks, Mo.
Y'all good?
I bring a guy named Joe back.
Y'all good, Will? I can get you Joe.
I'm okay. I'll go. I have some right here.
I'll go get you Joe.
Whatever.
Jesse Odell said his bank account got ground down after he made his usual coffee run January 7th, ordering an iced Americano for his wife and a venti caramel frappuccino for himself. Well, that's your problem right there. Added up to $10, the father of four didn't realize what had happened as he didn't immediately check his receipt, but his wife, Dee Dee, later noticed that the, man, Dee Dee, that'd be fun if your wife's name was Dee Dee.
Dee Dee Odell?
You're like, Dee Dee. Yeah, Dee Dee Odell. Hey, Dee Dee. Later noticed a four-digit charge had been made for the drinks when she went to use her credit card at a mall, and then it got declined. Couple said that they soon contacted the company for help, and Starbucks officials sent them checks to make up for the lost cash. We contacted their customer service helpline 30 to 40 times that day. And that is pretty wild. You'd be like, imagine trying to make your case. They charged me $4,000. They're like, what? Are you? We're going to need to verify this. Like, how do you track down that money in that day's deposits? And what a mess out there. So I'm guessing it was supposed to be like $40. How did they even get
it? It was $10.
So how do they get? How does this weird?
It was the gratuity.
Somebody just held their finger on four.
What?
So apparently it was like, well, the person who served them blamed it on a network error.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
I don't want to get sacked.
Man, so it was a tip. That sounds like maybe fraud. Yeah, you're saying the tip was $4,000? That's a bit much.
A bit? Your drink was $10.
Well, I'm a good tipper, so.
Okay. 100% tip is a good tip.
No, I'm joking.
That's just insane.
I'm joking, Mo. But what's weird is you see the gratuity percentage of 8%, which shows the gratuity shows at 93 cents.
Mm-hmm.
But then, that's tax.
That's tax.
Gratuity 4444.44. That's not a network error. Somebody type that in. Somebody try to sneak a little. But how do they type it in? Because normally the gratuity is up to you. Because of a typo. This is quite interesting. Because the gratuity, if you've ever been on one of these payment machines or if you're on the app or whatever, you have to put it in.
Yeah, you select.
That would seem like a really easy way to stop fraud from happening. Because you can't have it where the employee can't type in gratuity themselves. I know how to press buttons. I didn't press that button, he told the news in an interview.
He's so angry. But I get it. I would be too.
Yeah.
If it wasn't the barista, then it's definitely your network, which is a really big issue. Okay.
And just because of this issue, they couldn't go to a trip.
It's not a couple. Listen, it's not a network issue. It doesn't make any like what? It's not a network issue. Okay. I don't know where the issue was, but it's not a network. A network issue. A network isn't going to just fill in a bunch of fours there.
Yeah. Well, okay. There's some blame, I guess. And poor
curious.
Dee Dee couldn't go to Thailand
curious.
On her trip.
Curious.
Yeah.
Okay, this one is for you guys. I put this one in here. Here we have a high school runner who is DQ'd, disqualified for celebrating. U.S. high school sprinter Brody Buffington.
That's a sick name.
Isn't that perfect as well? Like, look at the guy. That right there is Brody Buffington. You're walking through the halls at school, you know, in high school. You're just trying to sneak past. You are.
I'm sneaking
past. Yeah, you're trying to sneak past. That's Brody Buffington.
Who am I whispering to?
To your other pal.
Right.
To your other pal. You're like, that's Brody Buffington over there. because you're the younger grade. You just got in there, he's already won every championship. Mm-hmm. That's Brody Buffington.
What a superstar.
You know what I mean?
He does look like a superstar.
That's what I'm trying to get at. And anyway, so play the clip. We'll play the clip, and you guys tell me what you think. Here we go.
Do
he's we coming.
Need audio?
He's coming around. There you go. Wins the race. Disqualified.
Where,
yeah.
When?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Yeah. I had to watch him multiple times too. I was like, what?
Where's the finish line?
The finish line is right there. Boom.
So is it because he was cheering before he crossed the finish line?
He is the U.S. number one in the 55, won't be able to defend his state title in the 300 after getting DQ'd for his celebration at the Maryland West Region meet. He won't be able to go and actually finish the year and defend his title because
someone
of that.
Someone has beef with Brody.
Buffington?
Yeah.
I guess they got really strict rules, but a lot of reactions on social media were like, absolutely not. That's ridiculous.
Are we sure it's because of celebrating? It's like he didn't break any other rules?
Buffington knew he had a lead down the final stretch and threw his arms in the air about 20 meters before the finish line, which resulted in a disqualification for taunting.
Oh, he did throw his arms up before the finish line. I did notice that.
Oh, the taunting.
Are you also DQing him for that?
I'm not DQing him, but like if these are the rules that they have to go by.
You're DQing him.
I'm not doing it. I'm not on the board.
I'm putting you there.
I'm a big fan of Buffington.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm not.
That's Brody Buffington. Okay.
The taunting, though. It's the wording. I think taunting.
I don't think he was taunting.
I don't think he's taunting either.
So here's the crazy part. That entire meet right there is his own teammates to see who's qualifying where. So that's you and your boys who are always training together, and you're like pumped.
How is could that there Brody? Be taunting?
That looked like a Buffington to me.
Yeah.
Listen, I don't know, guys. I'm just, for no, me, I was thinking this was too much. And look, some people agree with me, including former Kara Goucher, former U.S. Olympian and marathoner. I've watched this video 20 times. What am I missing? I see a kid running hard, having fun. I see him enjoying his moment. I don't see any disrespect. Why are we killing our own excitement? I agree. It matters if there's disrespect or not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What was his intent for throwing his hands? Is he rubbing it in or is he just proud of what he's accomplished?
Play it one more time for me, Will, and then we'll move on. But just play it one more time for me. He comes around. We can see where the finish line is.
His hands barely go up.
He's goofing on his buddy a little bit. Right?
Maybe he's looking back?
Yeah, he's goofing on his buddy a little bit. His buddy probably said beforehand, I got you this time. And he's like, nah, you don't. And then that's just like, it's kind of like practice sort of.
Yeah.
I have hockey practice. We have like races and laps all the time. And this is...
It's a competitive nature.
Yes. And it's not disrespect. It's like a friendly banter.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not a fan of it. But I guess everybody, like you said, Mo. I mean, you're the one that DQ'd him.
Haunting.
That's Brody Buffington.
All right, here's another one. I got to get your guys' opinion on this. Alexander Bublik smashes rackets in an all-time meltdown out of hand. So you guys know I got into the tennis thing, right?
Yeah.
What are you laughing at, Will?
Someone in the chat, he got DQ for not offsetting his carbon. Matt. Shout out, Matt.
Oh. So I've been doing the... I've been doing the break point, giving Netflix all my money, not sharing passwords.
Okay.
So I'm the idiot, but I watch a couple of break point. I like the team. It's the same documentary team that did the F1, and I've covered a few times on the show now because I don't really watch many things, but I like the way they put a package together, these guys.
So it's called Netflix Breakpoint.
Yeah. And so I started watching a little bit more. Tennis really is what ends up happening here.
Uh-huh.
And what I like about tennis is, and it's not a game that I ever played or anything like that. I mean, beyond some severely casual, it's so psychological because it's just one-on-one. You got nobody to lift you up. Mm. Like, I mean, you have your coach on a side, but you're out there. You're just out there alone. And meltdowns happen all the time. Like for whatever reason, even you've done everything right, and then it's just a couple things go wrong and... all these different athletes talk about some voice in their head saying, you don't deserve it. You can't do this. You're a piece of crap, whatever, X, Y, Z. Anyway, in this circumstance here, this is the world number 50 tennis player. And I guess we're going to get copyright infringement for watching this clip.
Okay.
Are we? Because I really want to watch
probably.
It. Okay, let's watch it. Maybe you can play and pause at different moments.
Is it this one?
I don't think so. No, this is something else. That's Djokovic. Here it is. Dude, give us a... Well, you know what? Let's just watch the damn clip. I don't care anymore. We got the community contributing, okay? Whoa. Give us audio.
Five.
Start from the beginning. Start from the beginning here. Okay, here we go. One, three, four. Okay.
Five.
Okay.
Five. Someone yells five.
Five.
The news is he's got plenty of other rackets.
Well, that's going to get three as well. Three, four.
I like the counter.
Well, this is going to get a hand.
Everyone's like, hey, yay.
Okay, we're good there. So it's interesting. This has 12 million views. It's interesting, isn't it? Like, this is a common thing that happens. Not to that extent, right? He went to the third racket.
Yeah.
Not to this extent. But it's amazing. He carries on with his match. It's a public display.
Right.
It's in front of everybody. Everyone's booing. Mm-hmm. The announcers are super comfy. Like, one, two, three, four, five. It's like somehow it's not accepted, but it's like a weird part of the game that's in there. And it's the frustration is weirdly understood. Like we can all feel the frustration.
Yeah.
And we all know the moment of what? You know, you lose a point. You've done everything right. It just doesn't. It's beautiful, but it's also. I mean, I get why you can't. Yeah. Kind of sets a bad example at the same time. Like if your kid tried to pull this off and you got him the $300 racket or whatever it is, yeah. And then look at the other player. He's like, doo 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 doo. Things going well, and it's just it's the psyche on display. It's your mind in pain and frustration versus your mind at ease. And the composure just seems to play such a huge role in your ability to execute, regardless of what your physical capabilities are. You got to get tuned up. Like, it's a weird... It's beautiful, but anyway.
So, who won?
Well, I'm pretty sure he lost there. I mean,
did he lose?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. No, spoiler alert.
If he came back after that, that would be sick.
And the Netherlands is proposing a ban on dogs with squished noses and cats with folded ears. You'd be interested in this one, Mo.
Yeah, I like the pups.
So this here French bulldog, Will also knows about French bulldogs.
Uh-huh.
Now, believe it or not, these dogs are already banned in a number of places.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, and I don't know if it's Norway. I actually think that this article mentions it, but this is an increasing trend. They're adorable, but unfortunately, both breeds are among the genres of pets that face complex health problems due to what makes them cute, their squished noses or their folded ears. The folded ear thing I never knew about. The cat with the folded ear that people try to get. Mm. Have you seen this before?
I haven't seen it, but I would assume...
Well, there'll be pictures in that article, or Will can give us a little update right now. This is the cat. I'm sure you've seen it.
Oh, yeah, I've seen
it. But you don't even think much of it. You just assume it's a type of cat, right? Yeah. But it's actually more to the story about the folded ear.
Those are some tiny ears, too.
Just like it is more to the story about the squished face as well. It's a certain breeding practices, right? Okay, so here we go. Both breeds are also soon to be regulated by the Netherlands government. Minister... Pierre Adema of Culture, Nature, and Food Quality announced that the government plans to ban dog and cat breeds where their physical traits cause pain and suffering. The ban is not yet in place, but the government warns it's to be expected. So they're warning people, don't go drop $5,000 on a French bulldog right now because we're about to ban this thing. Much is still up in the air about the proposal, but the government is passionate about touching on what they call what is that word? Brachycephalic dogs. This subject affects me not only as a minister, but also as a person. We make life miserable for innocent animals purely because we think they're beautiful and cute. That is why today we are taking a big step towards a Netherlands where no pet has to suffer from their appearance. Can you imagine? Developing, how do you even govern this? Like, how pushed in your face or how much suffering? Like, what? I mean, they can target a breed specifically, but there's obviously variants there as well. Like, imagine policing this. It gets real squirrely.
And do people get grandfathered in if you have?
It is known that the ban will reach owning, importing, selling, and even promoting these breeds. The latter addresses the influencer process, which makes the breeds like French Bulldog skyrocket in popularity in the first place. Can you imagine your post gets taken down?
Because you got a bulldog in it?
Because you're like, look how cute my French Bulldog is. And the Netherlands is like, hey!
They're coming.
Some dogs have their own accounts.
Yeah. Shut them down.
Oh, wow.
They're going to shut them down. So the reason that the French Bulldog specifically has the tough gig is because of the breathing.
The breathing, yeah.
It can't really do the breathing. And it describes it over there that they got the airflow problems. And there can be in some circumstances suffering associated with that. But it is also listed in the article that I think other countries have actually done this. Let's see here.
I think the Netherlands?
No, the Netherlands is the main part of the article. Norway, there we go. Scroll up.
Sorry.
Norway has already banned the breeding of bulldogs because of the extreme health problems that human preferences have led to. Unfortunately, even ethical breeders cannot circumvent the issues inherent to those pets for those breeds. So, yeah, I don't know. That seems like a controversial type of move right there.
Yeah, because people love these type of dogs.
Actually, the cat, and then the cat one, we should just touch on it because I'm sure some people are interested. So the cat with the folded ears has predisposition to other health problems as well. I feel like I just need to mention it. So scroll up. There's got to be a paragraph on it. Where is it? Oh, there we go. Scottish Folds is what they're called. And they are also popular on Instagram. You see, it's the social media which drives because it's just appearance-based.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's like very
the clout
based on appearance base, and it's like whether something becomes cool or not. You know about influencers, Mo. They're named for their folded ears. However, the folded ears is due to an inherited cartilage defect that also causes those cats joint pain and fused joints and malformations. So you see where the issue rises. Oh, go ahead.
I'm just thinking about like other dogs that also have like predisposition for like German Shepherds. They have like joint issues. But if it's for doing a job, we're okay with it. But if it's for appearance, we're not. Do you get what I mean?
So you're talking about hip dysplasia?
Yeah.
Yeah. So in the case of those breeds, I think, could be wrong here, breeding practices have also led to a greater likelihood of that.
Yeah, extremely, yeah.
Yeah, so there is...
They call it the slope.
Yeah.
They're like hind legs slope down.
So there is a way to select away from it.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
Like, in other words, there are alternative breeding practices which aim to go the other direction. But when you're breeding for appearance... On the other hand, there's no breeding practice that makes a French bulldog not a French bulldog or a folded cat ear not a folded cat ear.
Good point. Yeah.
Folded ear cat. Sorry. What am I talking about? Sorry. Like, I don't think anyone is out there actively promoting on Instagram German Shepherds with more hip dysplasia.
Right. Yeah. No, that's not happening.
Increasing the likelihood of breeding more hip dysplasia.
Yeah.
In fact, I think it's the opposite when you go looking for a German Shepherd. They would actually try to ensure that, or try to encourage you to, or alleviate your concerns about that by saying, oh, here's the parents and they haven't had any issues with that breeding or whatever. But if you do still watch a dog show, you will still see some of those German Shepherds, show line type of German Shepherd. Mm-hmm. It does exist, but it's not the what the buyers are necessarily asking for.
Right. Mm-hmm. Like a regular pet owner.
Yeah. So anyway, it's interesting.
Very interesting.
Oh my goodness gracious, this is an interesting one as well. Like, speaking of pets, why not just go for a rat? There's a lot of those, and they definitely don't cost $5,000.
Oh boy.
And I don't think the Netherlands can outlaw them. This is not a pet, by the way. This is a passenger on a train that is actually sleeping, and a rat comes to say hi while he's sleeping, Mo.
What?
Mo, what's the matter?
Oh, my God.
Mo, what's the matter?
I would throw up on this.
Mo, what's the matter? He just come to say hi to you.
It would be projectile vomit.
He just can't listen.
Do you remember when we had a mouse here?
And you freaked out? You're like, ah! I was like, who was that? Is there a
You're
child?
Like, Mo, I've never seen you jump that.
Is there a child? Is that my wife, Dee Dee? So it's Mo, he's on top of the counter in there. Get it.
It's true.
Like one, it's like one mouse, like
it freaks me out.
Like from
they seem so quick.
Well, when this place was bare, remember that?
Yeah.
It was pretty rugged before it was built out. It's like, whoa. I'm surprised that was the only thing in here. It was so barren.
I know.
I actually thought to myself, how is that thing survive? Like, what is, you know, in because you were talking at that point about 30,000 open square feet.
Yeah.
And a little guy like that.
Yeah, just one
trying
guy.
To figure out a warehouse, basically.
Oh, man.
Okay, so here we also have a video clip. Passenger is asleep in the subway, and the rat came to say hi. And I don't see the big deal, Mo.
Oh, hold on.
I think it's actually... I think it's cute.
Nice.
I think it's cute kind of one here. You can put the volume. It's fine.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Big one, too, right, Mo?
Oh.
I think he's going to go for a kiss. He's going to go for a kiss here.
This guy has
he's going to go on the neck a little bit, Mo.
Dude, why is the guy filming not... Oh.
Mo, what? What's the matter, Mo? Yeah,
that looks
dude,
like a
that guy who's filming is not.
It's a
cool.
big, it's a pretty decent size rat, and it seems so comfortable with the idea of just
this is walking around,
crawling around. This guy, he's like, "We're pals, right?" And the guy's like, "No, we're not." Let me tell you, I can't really fall asleep on the train. Like I can, I never really did. Even when I would ride on a regular basis, I never would fall.
It's kind of sketchy though.
Falling asleep on a train?
Yeah.
I know, but some people are fully out cold. They got a little pillow. Like, they're fully... that's what they're doing.
I've woken up when the train's parked.
You slept the entire way? It must be some sort of trigger for some people that just the
white noise.
Yeah, the experience of being on a train just triggers... They can't help it. They're just sleeping for sure.
Yeah.
But the sleeping in public, on a plane, of course, I can, but in a train, no, it's not enclosed enough. People are coming and going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're coming and going. And so are rats. Rats are coming and going. And I just can't relax over there. I think the guy's reaction was actually pretty
subdued.
Like, I think he took it pretty well.
Yeah.
He just
stood up.
He was just like maybe it's not the first time it's happened. He's like, you again? You again? I'm trying to sleep here, man.
Gary,
look, he just
not again.
Oh,
it takes him a minute to realize, and I feel like he sits down and goes right back to sleep.
No,
yeah,
dude.
I feel like he does.
I think he gets off of that stop.
I
and walks
feel
home.
Like he does, man.
Shout out to the cameraman.
Why shout out? I don't like
no.
The
Mo's
cameraman.
Mad at the camera guy. Yeah, he wanted interference here.
It's a pretty good view.
I know. It really helped us have this experience. But I don't know. What do you do in person if you're in the position of the cameraman? You're running over to the guy?
I use my voice.
You're just screaming, hey, hey, hey.
Yeah. And the guy wakes up and then looks around, sees a rat on his lap.
And then it doesn't have to go on his neck.
Oh, man. Just like, that guy is not dealing with any breeze the same way ever again. Like, if he feels a breeze on the back of the neck, he's going to think, there's something on my neck.
It's a rat again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At least I wouldn't. I'd freak out.
Last one.
Okay, here's the last one. People are convinced that there's a glitch in the matrix after a plane is spotted not moving in the sky. Well, it's a Willy Do special right here. There's going to be a hell of a thumbnail and title on this. A video of a plane seemingly hanging in the air has gotten people questioning whether life is really just one great big glitchy simulation. WTF. It does look like it's just hanging there, doesn't it? You have most attention.
It does look like that, but...
Go ahead. But it's not.
I mean, you have two vehicles going in different directions.
Yeah.
Of course it's going to kind of seem like it's...
It's really well done. Like, as far as... Yeah. As far as one of these clips goes, I love how real it seems. Uh-huh. You know what I mean? The way it's filmed and the WTF.
Right.
Definitive proof we're living in a video game. It would be really amazing, though, to have that actual experience. If you're just walking down the street and you look up and the plane is just frozen there.
Sure.
Yeah.
What would you do? You start calling people. You're recording it.
Yeah,
definitely.
It's hard to move on with your day. Like, I don't think you just continue to your next stop, do you?
Calling people is funny, but yeah.
TikTok user by the name of Tanya posted a clip with the caption, "Glitch in the Matrix. This isn't the first time I've seen this in Chicago either." Video gets 1.2 million views, and then people are baffled. "Dude, this confirms way back I saw a plane stay in one spot and looked at everyone around me. They thought I was nuts."
It's always a rude voice.
"Can't no plane just sit in idle?"
Yeah.
It's definitely a glitch. Indeed, there were loads of people who attested to observing similar baffling sights. But yeah, let's call it a glitch in the matrix and abandon all our prior beliefs. Why not? But obviously, that's not what's going on. It's got to just be going in the other direction and it appears like it's not moving, right?
Yeah.
Let's see here. I don't suppose to... Wait, what is all this? What is all this text? Did they ever get to the conclusion here?
Yeah, I think it's in here somewhere. But apparently it's just when two objects are coming close by, it may appear that one is just... Just frozen.
Yeah, okay, basically what we thought from the get-go.
Yeah.
So no glitch in the matrix.
And maybe the plane was just a lot slower. It's just not frozen, but just hovering slowly, making its way.
Well, it's low. It's probably landing or taking or whatever.
Just taking its time.
Oh, no. Yeah. You can see the landing gear's out.
Chilling out.
The landing gear is out. It's right near the airport there.
Well, there you go.
You're right near the airport.
Yeah.
Figured it out, guys.
Got to the bottom of that. I mean, it doesn't mean we're not living a simulation one way or the other. It doesn't prove anything one way or the other. Neither does anything else.
Uh-huh.
Wow. What time to be alive? 2023. Another beautiful week in the books. Another nod to tremendous consistency. Shout out Willie Doo. Shout out Mo for gracing us with his presence today. On the microphone, at least. The voice of God, as I like to say. I feel like things are starting to come together. I feel like the dots are starting to be connected. I feel like the puzzle pieces are starting to fit together. And just in general, things are happening. And I hope that they're also happening for you out there in your own endeavors. We appreciate everybody who spends their time with us, especially those that do it live. Especially those that hit that notification and actually show up here on the weekdays at noon. But of course, we appreciate everyone else that watches the clips on their own terms or listens in their car or whatever you do, however you interact. Beautiful, beautiful stuff happening. So thank you for all the super chats. Thank you for everything. We'll catch you on the next one. Later.